and welcome to the fourth episode of Random Musings. This podcast talks about random trending topics or basically anything under the sun. I'm your host, Jen, and for today's episode, I decided that I'm going to start a series of topics about mental health, which is, I know, a very timely and interesting topic to talk about nowadays. Just a disclaimer though, I'm not a mental health professional, okay? Mostly, I'll just share to you my personal experiences. So, let's proceed on my fourth podcast episode and at the same time, my first episode for my mental health series. Today, we're going to talk about coping with grief and loss. All of us go through a certain point in our life wherein we experience a very heartbreaking and life-changing grief that is so hard to handle. Like when you lost someone so dear to you, which is often the cause of the most intense type of grief. Grief is a natural response to loss. It's the emotional suffering you feel when something or someone you love is taken away. Often, the pain of loss can feel overwhelming. You may experience all kinds of difficult and unexpected emotions, from shock, anger, to disbelief, guilt, and profound sadness. The death of a parent is among the most emotionally difficult and universal of human experiences. Let me share your story. I became an orphan when I was 9 years old, while my older brother was around 14 years old at the time. My mom died battling cancer when I was 4 years old, and my father died due to cardiac arrest. He actually died beside me. When my dad died, I was thinking, who was going to take responsibility of me and my kuya? Who will be there for us? Who will comfort me? And who will be my safe house to go to when everything else will fall apart? I began to question God. Why does it have to happen? Why me? Why us? Maybe you are wondering, how was I able to handle such pain and experience at an early age? Actually, the pain and grief I've been through growing up without my parents is so intense and so deep. It leaves me so clueless and hopeless at times. There's no instruction manual, cheat sheet, or how-to guidelines on how will I able to survive and move on quickly from that experience. I think the scar in my heart and my memory will be forever be there because of the tragic experience. Shock, numbness, denial, anger, sadness, despair, those are the feelings most people cycle through after the loss of a loved one. They say that losing a parent can lead to increased risk for a long-term emotional and mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, and sometimes substance abuse. Since everyone processes loss in their own way and on their own individual timeline, it can be difficult to recognize when and if feelings of loss have developed into complicated grief. Actually, whenever I remember the moment my dad died, I don't know where did I pull the strength to move on and continue with my life. It's a great thing that when my father was still alive, he taught me at an early age how to trust God's words and promises and have faith to Him. According to the Bible, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." stages of recovery after the death of a loved one typically involves allowing yourself to experience the pain of your loss, which gradually gives way to accepting the reality of it, and eventually finding a way to move forward. My advice is, allow yourself to experience the pain and grief. Do not try to run from it. Grieving is a highly individual experience. Certainly, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. There are no shortcuts to grieving. Grieving process takes time. Healing happens gradually, and it can't be forced or hurried. And certainly, there's no normal timetable for grieving. Some people start to feel better in weeks, months, years, or maybe even decades. Whatever your grief experience is, it's important to be patient with yourself and allow the process to naturally unfold. Go find someone who you can really trust and is willing to listen to you, and talk to them. To share your weakness is to make yourself vulnerable. To make yourself vulnerable is to show your strength. Oftentimes, in our efforts to be strong, we had been denying ourselves the very feelings we wanted to experience all along. Too often, we build walls around ourselves in the midst of grief, pain, or challenges, inflating ourselves up to be proud people who don't need any help. However, it's only through allowing ourselves to embrace the weakness, and it's only through allowing ourselves to feel those daunting emotions, that we invite love into our lives to strengthen us. Feeling sad, frightened, or lonely is a normal reaction to loss. Crying doesn't mean you are weak. You don't need to put on a brave front to your family and friends. Showing your true feelings can actually help them and you. When you start to move on, it doesn't mean that you are forgetting. You can move on with your life and keep the memory of someone's or something you lost as an important part of you. In fact, As we move through life, these memories can become more and more integral to defining the people that we are. Always have faith and turn to God for help. My source of strength during those tough times is always God, because God gives us strength when ours is depleted. Like what you hear so far, make sure you never miss a show by clicking the follow button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Self-care is important. I know it's hard, but you must try to take good care of yourself after losing a loved one. Grieving is a personal process, but you don't have to go through it alone. My advice is, always have a strong mind. Train your mind to be stronger than your feelings, or else you lose every time. I know it can be very, very tempting to just let yourself get lost in your emotions every time, but you have to make sure not to do so. If you know what's good for you, then you know that your own feelings can sometimes betray you. You should know that your emotions can sometimes lead you down dark paths that are going to destroy you and just eat you up. You have to know that if you allow yourself to get reckless with your emotions, you are setting yourself up for severe disappointment and disaster. It is important that you always have to keep yourself guarded. You always have to try and make sure that you are acting rationally and logically. I know it's hard, but believe me, you know, if I was able to do it, if I was that's able to survive and go through it, believe me, you can do it. You don't want to be living life on a whim. You don't want to be acting impulsively and without a purpose. Live life with a purpose. Everything that happens in our life has a purpose. Definitely, God has greater plans in our life. Thank you so much for listening, and that's it for this week's episode of Random Musings. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please join me again next week for another interesting topic, and don't forget to follow me on my social media accounts. That is Mommy's Life Diary, MOMMYS Life Diary. Until next week, bye.